basically, if the statistical office in any survey asks for detailed data or personal data, we can do it. So this was no different from other surveys. When it comes to Google Maps, as I said, we had a contractor. So contractor needed to provide all those things, you know, in the questionnaire. We have not asked for the address, only the street. So it was not possible to detect the house or anything else, even, if it is only one house in one settlement, of course, this could be possible. But through the process of anonymization, this was not an issue anymore. And I would say that this visualization on Google Maps was among the respondents very well accepted. Of course, of those who decided to respond in the survey, because they could do it better. So basically, in Slovenia, we are also a registered-based country. They know that we know a lot, that we have all data from all registers. But I would say that our statistical office, compared to Latvia, we are perceived as a trustworthy statistical office. And also the response rate was quite good. So in this respect, somehow we counted on our contractor to solve the problems with the Google Maps. And on the other side, we didn't want very precise location of the person. So this solved somehow the problem of personal data. I hope I responded to your question.